Counsel, you're excused. We have an admission ceremony following arguments. The next matter on our calendar is the admission to the Bar of Ohio. Those are being admitted on motion. Our procedure is as follows. I'll ask the presenters to come forward as I call your name, and please tell us briefly why the applicant you're representing would make an excellent member of the bar. I ask that the applicant please stand in place so we can identify you. And at the end of the presentations, I'll ask Justice O'Donnell to administer the oath of office. The first applicant is, the first presenter, we'd like to know if you want to share it with us what your association is, law firm or whatever you want to tell us. It's not required. K. Cody Nolan.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is K. Nolan. I've been practicing in Cincinnati since 1981. I'm here to present my nephew, Matthew Andres. Matt is a graduate of Michigan State University and University of Michigan Law School. I hope that won't hold him in any...
It's a very good law school.
That's good. Thank you. He began his career at Foley and Lardner and decided he wanted a career with a little more sense of social purpose. He's been a prosecutor in Milwaukee and a prosecutor in Oakland County in the Detroit area, and most recently has moved to Cincinnati and has been teaching at the University of Cincinnati College of Law Law Clinic. And I'm very proud of him, and thanks for the opportunity to present him.
Thank you. Lisa Rice.
May it please the court. My name is Lisa Pierce Rice. I am a partner at the law firm of Vorey, Sater, Seymour, and Pease, and have been a practicing lawyer here in Ohio for approximately 17 years. I have the pleasure today of presenting Drew Barnholtz for admission to the practice of law. Mr. Barnholtz is currently an assistant general counsel at University Hospitals Health System in Cleveland, Ohio. He's an excellent legal practitioner and is of good moral character, and we believe he will be an outstanding addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul Zanitas.
Please the court. My name is Paul Zanitas. I'm an attorney at the Reminger firm in Cincinnati. I'm here to recommend Chad Elder for admission. I've known Chad for 15 years since we prosecuted together. Since that time, he has built a wonderful defense practice, currently dedicates his time to the defense of medical and healthcare providers. I strongly recommend him for admission.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Emmett Kelly.
Chief Justice, Justice of the Court, my name is Emmett Kelly. I'm a partner with the law firm of Bricker and Eckler here in Ohio and been practicing since 1999. I'm here to present Mr. Jason Hillman, who is a corporate registrant here in Ohio. He practices law as general counsel for the Cavaliers. I had the pleasure of working with him in a financing with private and public entities, and he did a tremendous job with representing his client and the outside counsel he worked with. And I ask this court admit Mr. Hillman. Thank you.
Thank you. Monique Lampke.
Good morning. My name is Monique Lampke, and I'm an externship supervisor with the University of Dayton School of Law. It is my privilege to present my friend and coworker, Thaddeus Hoffmeister, for admission to the bar. He leads one of our criminal law clinics at the law school, where he is helping to shape the new emerging era of bright legal minds. And I have had the privilege of knowing him for 2 years. He has previously served as a governmental attorney, and he's also continuing to serve in the U.S. Army JAG Corps. And I have the privilege of presenting him here to you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Judge Henry Shaw.
Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices, I'm Henry Shaw, retired Common Pleas, Delaware County. And it's my pleasure to present for admission to the Bar of Ohio a young friend of mine, Robert Bradley Johnson. I've known Brad, as I call him, since he was a little boy. and that's about 35 years ago. His sister, Erica, and my daughter, Jenny Gams, Justice Scranton, were pals all through grade school and high school. Brad was admitted to practice in the state of Illinois, having graduated from Loyola, and practiced in excess of 5 years in Illinois, and then elected to return here to his home state. He's currently employed up in Worthington there on High Street with GLS Financial Consultants, Inc., and hopes to develop a decedent's estate's practice and hopefully focus somewhat on elderly law. So it's with a great deal of pleasure as an old neighbor and an old friend to present for the court's consideration for admission to practice in the state of Ohio, Robert Bradley Johnson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
William Nolan.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. I'm Bill Nolan. I've been practicing in Columbus since 1989, since April of this year as a partner with the law firm of Barnes and Thornburg. I'm pleased to present for admission my partner, Mark Kataka, who is a partner in our firm's Fort Wayne office, just a few miles over the line. Mr. Kataka manages the labor and employment practice in that office, is admitted in Indiana, the federal courts there in the Northern District of Ohio. Very active in his community and in the bar, and submit that he'll be a welcome addition to the Bar of Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary Becker.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Gary Becker. I'm a partner in the law firm of Dinsmore & Scholl, where I've been since 1984, and it's my pleasure to present to you Livia Langton, who's an attorney that I met approximately 6 years ago and have practiced with as we were co-defendants. Representing co-defendants in a rather large series of product liability claims, and for the past 5 years we've been working on that case, and I've been extremely impressed with her and have tried to lure her many times to my firm, and she keeps resisting, but I would heartily recommend her to practice in the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Anderson.
Good morning, Justice Moyer, Justices of the Supreme Court. My name is Mark Anderson. I've been admitted to practice in the state of Ohio since 1970. Although I've only known Aaron Lindsay, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to present him to you this morning. As a retired judge advocate, I'm aware of not only the qualifications of judge advocates such as Aaron Lindsay, but also the legal experience that they have acquired during his 6 years of service. And I'm convinced by that and my knowledge of him that he will make an outstanding addition to the Bar of the State of Ohio. Thank you.
Peggy Foley Jones.
Good morning, Justices. I'm Peggy Foley Jones. I've been practicing law in Ohio since 1984. I'm a partner at the law firm of Giffen & Kaminsky in Cleveland, Ohio. Prior to that, I was a judge on Common Pleas Court in Cuyahoga County for 12 years and a visiting judge in Ohio for a year and a half. I have the pleasure today of introducing Danielle Linnert, who is an associate at our law firm. She moved here from Boston 3 years ago with her husband and her family. She worked at the company Albertsons Incorporated in Boston, Massachusetts. She's been working with us for 8 months. She is a fabulous lawyer. She is a wonderful person and human being, does a lot for the community, and I think that she would be an exceptional lawyer, and I appreciate this opportunity to see all of you again. Thank you.
Thank you. Daniel Powell.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice, Justices of the Court. I'm proud to be here today to present my sister, Julia Powell, who has returned to Ohio after 15 years abroad, approximately. She spent some time at Carleton College in Minnesota. Just as the first presenter stated, I hope you don't hold it against her that she did attend University of Michigan Law School. She has been practicing employment law in the city of Milwaukee for the past 5 years, and we are happy to have her back here in Ohio, and I'm happy to present her here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa Drilliard.
Good morning. May it please the court. I'm Lisa Driard. I've been licensed to practice law in Ohio since 2001. I currently work for the firm of Shermetta Adams and Von Ullman, which is located in Michigan. I handle their Ohio litigation. In that time since I've worked there, I've come to know Ms. Terry Todd, who I'm presenting today. I've observed her to be an excellent attorney. She professionally and zealously represents her clients at all times and holds ethics in the highest regard. I think she'll be an excellent addition to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Washington.
Good morning, Chief Justice Moyer and Justices of the Supreme Court. My name is Michael B. Washington, and I work at the Harrison County Prosecutor's Office as a Chief Assistant Prosecutor, and do several other things within Harrison County as well. I am here to present Christopher Wade Zerker as an applicant upon motion to be admitted to the Bar of the State of Ohio. It's my opinion that Mr. Zerker would make a fine addition to the Bar of the State of Ohio, and he has had attended law school at the University of Akron, graduated in the year 2000. He was a deputy district attorney and also a general practitioner in the state of Oregon for several years. He has relocated to the state of Ohio to be closer to his family and return home. He presently lives in Mount Vernon, Ohio. I've known him and worked with him at the University of Akron back when I worked in a legal appellate review office and legal clinic, and I believe he'd make a fine addition, and if he has kept up with his work ethic that he showed back in law school, I believe he'd be a fine addition to the Bar.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move the admission.
Hearing no objection, the applicants, please come forward and follow the directions of the marshals. Just form a single line, if you can, at the front step. The oath will be administered by Justice O'Donnell.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning. May I ask each of you to raise your right hands? The administration of the oath, I'll use the word swear, but if you prefer, you may affirm. I, and state your name.
I, Terry Kaufmeister.
Hereby swear.
Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
And show respect toward judges, court staff, and clients.
And show respect to our judges, court staff, and clients.
As well as fellow professionals and all other persons.
As well as fellow professionals and all other persons.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently.
Honestly, faithfully, and competently.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
And this I do as I shall answer to God.
And this I do as I shall answer to God.
Congratulations.
On behalf of the court and the Bar of Ohio, I congratulate you. We have a very strong bar in Ohio. We're very proud of our bar, and we hope it's at least as competent, if not more so, now that you are members. Congratulations and best wishes. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session in the Ohio.
Thank you.